This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Bucks Bulletin Edition, presented by Brandon Legal Group. You do not need to have a work-related legal issue happen within the city of Brandon to call Brandon Legal Group for help. You do not need to have your personal legal question raised within the city limits of Brandon, Florida, to call Brandon Legal Group for help. Brandon Legal Group services the greater Tampa Bay area, and they are a full-service law firm. So we're already saving you the next question of, well, what about this kind of law? What about this kind of law? Full service covers it all. When you need legal assistance, call Brandon Legal Group and just ask them for a free consult. They'll be upfront if they can or can't help you, and you can take it from there. Remember the number for when you have this situation, 844-4BLG-4ME. 844-4BLG-4ME. Brandon Legal Group, full service law firm serving the greater Tampa Bay area. 844-4BLG-4ME. Brandon Legal Group, proud supporter of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. Every player at Todd Wright Tour XVII will be receiving a Todd Wright Tour shirt courtesy of Brandon Legal Group, and we still have room in the golf tournament if you want to play. All you got to do is go to joebucksfan.com/golf and buy your individual twosome, threesome, or foursome entry. If you can buy it on the site, it's yours. You don't need to reach out to me and ask me if it's available. When it's not available, it won't be available on the site. It's very simple. It's like buying something on eBay. If you can buy it, buy it. If it's gone, it's gone. Brandon Legal Group, presenting sponsor of the Todd Wright Tour of the, they are a sponsor of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments and presenting sponsor of the Todd Wright Tour of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Bucks Bulletin Edition. All right, we gave you a good heads up last week on a couple of running backs, both Peyton Barber, for those taking a leap of faith against the Falcons matchup, saying, well, that's got to be Ronald Jones. Wrong. It was Peyton Barber. And we told you as much through our sources at joebucksfan.com. Also, I told you that Ito Smith was worth playing in the game. Didn't get a lot of yardage, but he gets reps, especially near the goal line. Now Devontae Freeman is on IR. So Tevin Coleman is number one. Ito Smith is number two. And Ito Smith is worth rostering. But that was last week. Let's move on to this week. So now you have a full game to see. Jameis Winston still has his favorites. Adam Humphries, Cameron Brate, Mike Evans. However, there were nearly double-digit targets for DeSean Jackson. Not much came out of them. A lot of highlight on the last play, but some missed downfield opportunities where Fitzpatrick didn't miss those opportunities with Jackson. Winston did. And Godwin still had a good game, a productive game. And O.J. Howard got back in there and immediately got in the end zone and had his share of targets. So in a high-scoring game like that game, Bucks-Falcons, there were plenty of fantasy points to go around. Now, with the change at defensive coordinator, it makes this next game a little less predictable from a fantasy standpoint, because honestly, I think if Dirk Cutter has his way, Winston won't be throwing as much. He will be utilizing Peyton Barber more on running plays. And overall, I think he wants to limit Winston's attempts, which would also limit Winston's penchant for making a mistake with the football. But the Bucks can only do that if they're leading in the game, or if it is more of a one possession game and it's not the Bucks just trying to catch up from two to three scores down. Much of what we've seen in recent weeks, first with Fitzpatrick and then with Winston against Atlanta, and then in the second half of the lost game against Chicago. Cleveland, prior to the loss to the Chargers, had shown enough defensively where you don't automatically think that the offense against him is going to put up big numbers. Cleveland has played a 12-9 game just a couple weeks ago against the Ravens. Joe Flacco has the second most passing attempts in the National Football League. So that should tell you Ward, the DB that they drafted with their second first-round pick after taking Mayfield with the first, Ward has played quite well for Cleveland. They have been getting consistent pressure on the quarterback. And defensively, again, other than the Chargers game, and the Chargers, their losses are almost excusable in most people's minds. They've lost two games to the two teams most people think are among the three or four best in the National Football League. So, obviously, Cleveland had no answer for Melvin Gordon last week. There is a significant gap between Melvin Gordon and most backs, let alone anyone on the Buccaneer roster. But I think, again, from the Buccaneer standpoint, you are looking at Peyton Barber as I don't think he's the best RB2 or flex play. I think he's more of a DFS type play because of his price, but he'll be involved. Cameron Brate and O.J. Howard will probably be involved. Take your pick. Winston goes to Brate first time he gets a shot to get in the end zone, and then the next time they're down there, he goes to O.J. Howard to get in the end zone. Mike Evans absolutely is staying in your starting lineup. From the Godwin and DeSean Jackson standpoint, I'm not as bullish there unless you're looking for a DFS bargain play on this game. And I would lean a little more towards Godwin there, but I would lean more towards someone else on another team rather than the Buccaneers in this spot. From the Cleveland standpoint, because of the coordinator change from Smith to Duffner, I think this changes the expectation on Baker Mayfield and the Browns offensively. Off a bad game against the Chargers, Mayfield tweaked his ankle early in that game, did not come out. It may have affected him the rest of the game, and then the game just got away from Cleveland, unlike any other game all season long. So Cleveland off a bad game. At this point, I think you expect Mayfield's ankle is okay with a week of rest. That was just something within that game that threw him off. Perhaps he should have come out, but knowing Mayfield, he doesn't want to come out because he doesn't want to give up the job. He wants to play. And you can respect that. It was a bad game for Hyde. It was a bad game for Landry. Callaway has had as many drops as any wide receiver in the National Football League. So I would have a higher expectation on Browns fantasy performers against the Buck defense under Mike Smith. But now I think we have an expectation that the Bucks will be doing some different things since Mike Smith is no longer there. What I heard today, speaking with some of my media colleagues who had just come from over at One Buck Place and hearing a little from Duffner, it feels like each position coach is going to get to more input now on what they want to do. I don't know how this works, but that's sort of like Duffner is going to let the D-line coach, all right, what do you want to do here? The DB coach, what do you want to do here? And let's see if we can make it all work together rather than playing one the scheme under Mike Smith, which was a stop the run first type of scheme, which may be antiquated because of how many passing yards are out there in 2018 in the National Football League. So Mayfield, looking at previous film on the Bucs, it may not apply. He may get some different looks at the line of scrimmage he's never seen. He may get some looks he thinks he's seen, but then where he expects a player to do one thing, that player does something different because there's a change in coordinator. Let's factor in, as talented as Mayfield is, he is a rookie quarterback. He is coming off a bad game. He's been the victim of teammates dropping a lot of balls. It just feels like this is a bad spot to play the Browns, where going into this week, you would otherwise say you're definitely playing Baker Mayfield and Jarvis Landry and Carlos Hyde. And maybe for those of you that haven't made the switch to make your tight end optional in a wide receiver or tight end flex situation, as I did 4 years ago in my foundation league I commissioned, you'd be thinking of Njoku. Now I'm not sure any of the Browns in season-long leagues are wise plays. If you normally play Jarvis Landry as your wide receiver too, and you really don't have what you feel is a better option to move up into that spot, then go ahead and play Jarvis Landry. Granted, he's coming off a very bad game, but he is Cleveland's best offensive performer. But as far as streaming Baker Mayfield or playing Mayfield in a two-quarterback league or playing a Carlos Hyde as your RB2 or a flex, I think you want to stay away from that this week because of the Buccaneer coordinator change. Because some of the things that that Cleveland will think they know about the Bucs defense may not be so clear. So there'll be some guesswork there, some things they haven't seen before, and it could set Baker Mayfield and that offense back. For those of you who are Nick Chubb owners who are waiting, this is kind of like Derrick Henry from the last 2 years, certainly not this year. Derrick Henry now might not even be rosterable. Someone that I dropped in one of my leagues this week just because he's not doing anything, just taking up space on an offense that week to week just seems to have inconsistency and issues. Not a week I would plug and play Nick Chubb, even in a DFS situation. So I'd stay away from the Cleveland performers other than Landry. If you don't have a clear, better option to replace Landry in the starting lineup. And from the Bucs standpoint, someone specifically emailed me and said, well, what about Jameis going forward? I'll say Jameis is a QB2 at this point. Now, in a 14 team, in a larger league, can you make an argument that Jameis could be a QB1? I'd say on the fringe. I know Fantasy Football Now ranked him in the top 10 last week. A lot of that was the Falcons' defense. But I would think for many of you, let me just in my head go down and see if I can. So if we're talking a 14-team league, so I need to give you 14 better quarterbacks, and we do have more teams on bye this week than we've had at any point this season. So just in my head, I'm thinking about fantasy potential let's go AFC East. Well, definitely Tom Brady just won from the AFC East. AFC North, Ben Roethlisberger, Andy Dalton, Joe Flacco, again, second most attempts. So I would put Flacco in the conversation. Mayfield a step down at this point. AFC South, not Mariota. You'd put Andrew Luck, obviously, as a QB1 with what he threw it 2 weeks ago, 62 times. That was Blake Bortles against the Chiefs, right? Although I think Luck had a low 60 attempt game, or at least high 50s. I think over going into last week, and he gets T.Y. Hilton back this week, Andrew Luck had the most attempts over the previous two games. So you're getting plenty of QB1 value out of Andrew Luck, also because the Colts have no running game. So you have Luck. Bortles has been throwing it a ton, but he's more of a fringe QB2/3. And clearly, with no end in sight for the Leonard Fournette injury, Teams have gotten wise to Blake Bortles, and Jacksonville may not have another card to play. So that takes Deshaun Watson is definitely a QB1. In the West, Rivers is a QB1. Mahomes is a QB1. Derek Carr is more of a fringe QB2/3. And who am I leaving out? Denver, Case Keenum is more of a QB3 at this point. You don't want to play Keenum if you don't have to. Vance Joseph will probably be the first head coach fired, especially if he loses on that bad Thursday night game. NFC East, Carson Wentz, clearly QB1 material. Someone said, well, he has Alex Smith. Would he play Winston or Smith? Yeah, I'd lean to Winston there. Alex Smith was QB4 in fantasy last year, but that was with Tyreek Hill, Kareem Hunt, Travis Kelce, and the Chiefs coaching staff. Things are different in Washington. They lose Darius Geis. They don't have a lot at wide receiver. And it's just less for Alex Smith to work with and not I have all the respect in the world for Jay Gruden, but I'm not going to compare Jay Gruden and his staff to the Kansas City staff. It's just not a fair comparison. So Dak Prescott had a good game last week, but Winston would be ahead of Dak. Then you get to the NFC North, and we would have Stafford as a QB1, Rodgers clearly through the knee injury as a QB1, Trubisky two games in a row. He's QB2 material. Let's see what he does against New England. And who am I leaving out there? Kirk Cousins has been a terrific QB1. He's worked out very well for me in the Foundation League, stacked with Adam Thielen, for example. NFC South, Cam is always a QB1. Matt Ryan's been a solid QB1 almost all season long, even though Julio Jones can't get in the end zone. And, of course, Drew Brees, QB1. Goff, QB1, although his least amount of fantasy points in the win against Denver last week. Russell Wilson's had two straight good weeks to get back into the QB1/2 conversation. So I don't know how many that is, but Winston's kind of on the fringe of that. So if you want to play him and you want to root for him, I mean, I wouldn't be sitting Patrick Mahomes to play Jameis Winston. I wouldn't be sitting Aaron Rodgers to play Jameis Winston. I probably wouldn't sit Philip Rivers or Ben Roethlisberger to play Jameis Winston. And if there's a tiebreaker, you always want the quarterback who's more likely to give you some rushing yards and maybe a rushing touchdown as well. But fringe QB1 too, sure, especially off the game against the Falcons. Let's see how it goes against the Cleveland Browns. Remember, my email for any fantasy football related questions is toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. I will respond to all emails, and I have for two seasons running. This has been the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Bucks Bulletin Edition, presented by Brandon Legal Group, full service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. When you have a legal question, when you have a legal need, that is when you call Brandon Legal Group. Ask the questions, schedule a free consult if they encourage you to do so. 844-4-BLG-4ME. 844-4-BLG-4ME. Brandon Legal Group is giving everybody Todd Wright Tour shirts at Todd Wright Tour 17 at West Chase Golf Club next Sunday. And you are welcome to play in the event. They're open to the public and available to purchase right now at joebucksfan.com/golf. We'll talk to you next time on the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast.